God bless you. Praise the Lord, dear friend. While in prayer this morning, while I was interceding at 6 a.m. on a regular basis to all of my partners, to thousands of people, I was praying and interceding and fasting for their breakthroughs. The Holy Spirit whispered in my ear very gently and says, tell my servant, tell my child that I'm about to do a new thing in their life. Tell them that I'm about to remove the obstacles and the interruptions. Tell you that he is about to do a brand new thing in your life, and God is going to release the clouds that has tried to cloud your vision. You're in a season where the Spirit shall lift thee up and pull thee out. You're in a season of a harvest. And yea, even though the past 7 years may not have been all that easy, your reward is in store. And you're going to see financial blessings and unexpected resources coming into your life. And as you flow with the things of the Spirit, you're going to see a great release. And there will be no need for struggles anymore. For this is your hour of opportunities. It's your hour of reward that's going to bring happiness and new experiences into your life. And you're going to become a magnet of blessings. A magnet of new opportunities and financial increase. For the word of the Lord says, I shall cause an anointing to come upon you that will be very powerful. And you're going to have the ability to move into a new dimension in God. For the Lord says unto thee, that I have caused thee to be one that is strong, one that will come into a season of financial blessings. And yea, the Lord shall move upon thee, and you will step into a season of answers. You will step into a season of change that will bring forth new confidence. And I will bring forth new connections and new avenues of blessings. For you will come into a time of connection and yet a time of disconnection, a time of interaction, a time of management, and I will remove the procrastination. And yet God says, I will market thee and I will bless thee. And you're going to come into a time of new connections and new contacts. For the Lord says unto thee, this is a time for you to begin to associate with people that I have assigned unto thee. And I will remove those that try to manipulate thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, you are stepping into a season of promotion and advancement. And you're going to be mixing with the right people. You will step into a season of new connections. For the Lord says, marketing and sales shall be thy portion. Business. And you will step into a flow. For leadership is thy portion. Leadership is thy portion. And you're going to begin to find that social importance and power shall step into this season. You will be known, for I will place great strength in thee, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Now the Lord says unto thee, that do not break or overstep the laws of ethics. For the Lord says, I have made thee a person of great influence. And as you become older and mature in the things of the gospel, you will be like fine wine. You're only going to get better and better. And yet many times you may have been perceived as cold or unemotional, distant or detached. However, this is only a perception. For deep down, despite your intense, forceful personality, you're really a warm and a sweet person with a heart of gold. And yet there can be feelings of loneliness and misunderstandings because of the anointing that Father has placed deep down inside of thee. Many people don't really understand thee, neither do they know thee. There is going to be a major door of opportunities for thee and major blessings. As I peeked into the Spirit of the Lord further said unto me, that prepare thyself. For I have made thee to be one that has a great mind, one that is a manager, one that is a director. And you're going to find that the Lord says, I have given thee much executive abilities. And you're going to come into a time of great achievements. For you are a fluent talker, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet you're very spiritual. And you must learn to trust more and have greater faith. For the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thee, and you will have an ability to see things that others cannot see. Do not let money become the root of your problems, neither mismanagement, for this can cause ups and downs in your life. For the Lord further says unto thee that you are stepping into a season of a great anointing. And as I peeked into the Spirit, the Lord says you're going to attract success and money. For the Lord says your season of lack is about to turn around. For this is a time where you're going to come into spiritual truths and spiritual revelations. And there shall be no strain, neither shall there be any illnesses. For the Lord says unto thee that secrets shall come unto thee. I'll gift thee with a brand new strength. And you will step into a season where deep shall call unto deep. You will step into a season where iron shall sharpen iron, and I shall feel thy thirst for the deeper things of the Spirit. For the Lord says unto thee that something around the public is going to open up for thee. For the Lord says there's going to be an opportunity for outstanding leaderships that shall come unto thee. And I will strengthen your health. And yet there's a strong prophetic and a perceptive anointing that is upon thee. And you will understand the human nature. You will understand people. You will know the serpents that has been placed around thee. For the Lord says, I have gifted thee with diplomacy and discretion, and you make a good mediator. For the Lord says, you're stepping into a cycle of hidden progress. There have been setbacks. God said, I'm advancing you to higher levels. For in this season, you must learn patience, and it shall reward thee. And you will find that you'll be able to control your path and all that I have set before thee. For out of this, your secret mission is in healing. You are a healer, and I will raise thee up to bring healing unto my people. Oh, prepare thyself, saith the Lord of hosts, for you're stepping into a brand new season. I want to thank you for allowing me to minister to you. My deepest longing, my deepest desire, my deepest inspiration is to prophesy, is to pray, is to heal. It is to lift up the people of God. I'm getting ready to step into a major revival. I need your support more than ever. I want you within the next 24 hours, or the next 48 hours, or sooner, to get your seed in the ground of $41 to help the ministry, according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Help me spread the gospel. Help me pray and intercede. In times like this, we need God more than we've ever needed him before. But prayer is going to be the key as we get into his presence. I want to continue to intercede for you, your family, and your loved ones, but also your career, ministry, and success in life. I want you to know that Father is still in control. And you're going to step into a season where there shall be a glory that shall rest upon thee. It's going to be a year of change. It's going to be a year of the gathering. A time of vision, a time of an open heaven, a time of a powerful anointing that shall rest upon thee. I love the people of God. I love ministering to the people that God has assigned me to. Get your seed in the ground by simply clicking on the link in this email. Help me spread the gospel of good news, the gospel of change, the gospel of blessings. I look forward to hearing back from you because I have so much more that I want to talk to you about. Your year of breakthrough, your year of restoration, your year of recovery, your year of restitution, your year of greater depths and deeper heights in him. God bless you.
Dear friend, I've already poured my heart out. I've given to you what Father has spoken to me concerning you. As an additional gift, when you release your seed, the company of prophets will also do an additional prophecy for you with your miracle seed. I'll get that out to you via email. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. peace.